streaming down the Yangtze River.
Poyang Lake, which connects to the Yangtze River near the city of Zhejiang, is the largest freshwater lake in China. The area of the lake fluctuates dramatically between the wet and dry seasons, influencing water levels downstream. However, the lake has shrunk in size over the years due to drought and sand quarrying. The local government of Zhejiang has taken action to restore Poyang Lake's water, and strict measures are already in place. And with more on this, we're now joined on the line with Yang Guang, CRI's reporter visiting Poyang Lake with the Streaming Down the Yangtze team. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, what's the relation between the Yangtze River and the Poyang Lake in terms of water exchange?
Overall speaking, the Yangtze River and the Poyang Lake function as water complement to each other. This complementary relation is season-based. A water engineering expert of Zhejiang told us that from April to June, when there's lots of rain in upstream and midstream Yangtze, the water from the Yangtze River majorly flows into Poyang Lake. In this way, the lake functions as a cushion for the farmland and the cities downstream the Yangtze in case of serious floods. Then the water flow direction would become the other way around from July to September, when the rainfall capacity decreases along the upstream Yangtze, and in winter, when Three Gorges Dam started to store water for upstream Yangtze. The lake in this sense has turned into water supply to Yangtze and facilitates downstream river transportation and farmland irrigation. I was told that water flowing from the Poyang Lake to Yangtze could reach 150 billion cubic meters in volume per year. This is about 15% of the total water flowing to Yangtze from tributaries, lakes, and wetlands. This is a very significant number. The big volume of fresh water that is added to the Yangtze along its way to the sea would also improve the water quality of downstream Yangtze.
Well, what measures have been taken by the local government to resume restore the water quality of Poyang Lake?
The measures are mainly targeted at restricting sand quarrying activities. Overly sand quarry would make the river more turbid and, more importantly, lower the bottom level of Poyang Lake, affecting its water exchange with the Yangtze due to bottom level differences. Additionally, sand quarry would kill the aquatic plants in the lake and therefore weaken the water self-purification of the lake. Yesterday, we took a cruiser to observe the Poyang Lake and saw a clear boundary of two waters. The water from the Yangtze River is clearly muddier and yellowish in color, while the Poyang Lake is clearer and green. Two waters meeting forms a visually very distinct line on the water surface, seemingly separating two water bodies. Local officials told me that in the past few years, the situation was the other way around. Lake water was muddier and the river water was clearer. The changes have been made thanks to government's efforts to ban sand quarry activities. Meantime, Zhejiang also strengthened its river chief and lake chief systems, aiming to eliminate the pollution source from the first place. And the grain plant belt has been restored along the banks of the lake for ecological protection and prevention of land runoff. In this effort, the size of the lake has been solidified in recent years, and the lake water quality could reach grade 2 or grade 3, which means the water is drinkable after the process. Back to Shane.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's CRI's Yang Guang with the Streaming Down the Yangtze team.